are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Kathy Hood Show. I just love that music. When it comes on, we're jamming. Hey, are you ready to unleash your power? Well, we've got another power-packed show where we will encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life for unleashing the power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you. They are trapped on the inside of you. But have no fear. I'm here to help you realize your true potential and set it free. So get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, guys. Oh, my God. Thank you all for joining us today. Today's episode is sponsored by Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. To learn more about them, please visit www.atlma.net. Hey guys, by now you already know I'm big on discovering your gifts and just how important that is to your life. You know, I want you all to just remember this always, every single day when you just, you know, living your life. I am your gift coach, especially every other Tuesday at 7 p.m., all right? And I teach and empower people to discover their gifts and how to live life on purpose. It is what I'm born to do. So discovery of your gifts not only help you discover your true identity, but help you find your place in this world, all right? So do you know how much sisterhood is so important when you're going through things? When you're building and you're creating things, when you have family situations, you know, just different things that we're going through. Sisterhood is so important. Well, for this episode, girlfriends, can we talk? I want to introduce to you, I tell people all the time, this young lady right here is my brain. I can tell everything that I'm thinking or I'm trying to get across or when I'm trying to share some stuff, she automatically knows where I'm going. She's my heart. It is, my guest is the Keisha Johnson, my sister from another mother. Hey, Miss Keisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I feel so special.
Girl, well, that's because you are. You are, girl. You are that for me. Definitely. Aww. I thank God for the day that we met. All right. I remember us meeting. We were working for a certain county and we met in a certain parking lot, yes. You know, just working on a certain project together. And we haven't separated since. We have been friends, and I can't even remember. Do you remember what year it was?
I don't. I think it was like early
2000s. Early 2000s. Yeah, it was very early 2000s. It's 2020 now, so girl, yes. I know it's well over 10 years. Yes. I know that. I know that for a fact. Yes. So Keisha, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Well, hello everyone. I love introducing myself as Keisha Johnson, and I do everything that Kathy Hood tells me to do. I do everything that this woman tells me to do, not just out of, you know, just love for her, but out of respect for the person that she is. And I know that you hear from God and that your heart is just genuine and pure, and you're just called to do what you do. And so no. I trust the God in you. I trust you. And so I just, anything that she needs or she suggests or she asks, I do. I really, really do.
And girl, just know that it is truly, 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 truly appreciated. Because first of all, you know, I never ask you to do anything that I would not do. And I'm not going to ask you to do anything that God didn't direct me to. Okay. So just know. So tell us, how long? I know you're married. Tell us.
Yes.
All the good, good.
Oh my goodness. I'm married. Mm-hmm. I to my wonderful husband Jimmy. I have to throw that out. And we've been married, I think, almost. I'm real bad at this, y'all. I'm bad at this part. He's always like the anniversary person and the remembering dates person. But we've been married about 16 and a half years.
Wow.
And we have a high school senior. She's graduating this year. Oh, my God.
Ooh, my princess, Mia.
Yes, yes. Princess Mia. And we have a 25-year-old son who is currently living on his own. That's a whole... We're about to be empty nesters.
Wow. I cannot believe Mikey is 25.
No, I can't. So that is me. And I do define myself by my family partially, but I also define myself as a student of the word. I do. I love reading God's word. And so I've often, you know, when I have taught in your organization, mm-hmm. I'm a seed disciple. If I'm teaching about the seed, if I'm studying, I tell people I'm a student and I'm not a scholar. I'm a student because I'm always learning. I'm not excelling in anything. I just love God's word and I love just discovering and uncovering mysteries in his word. It just does my spirit so good. So good.
Oh, no. Well, we love it, too, because that means we get some good word and some good direction. So let's this episode is just going to be us talking. Let's talk.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I say that with girlfriends, having a girlfriend or sister friend, that's what I call a lot of my close friends. Well, you know, a lot can only mean about one or two, because as a perceiver, we don't have very many friends. We only have one or two close friends, and you know my circle is very small, but I know a lot of people. The exhorter says something different. That says you are a people person, and you know I love people.
Yes.
I do. And so, but we want to, you know, I just want it to be about honesty, revelations, prophecies, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know? Okay, so I want to ask you a question, Keish. So why me? What was it about me that made you want to connect to the vision that God has given me?
I think initially, your authenticity, your true love and desire to help people and to help God, I immediately, my spirit connected to that. And at that time, just being a babe in Christ, I didn't realize it was my spirit that was connected to it. You know, I just was attracted to just your generosity, you know, your kind, just your genuine nature to want to help people, and the excellence. I'm attracted to excellence.
Amen.
And I've identified with that. And I tell people, I have a saying at work, it's on my board at work, don't come in here, or come around me if you don't come in excellence. And so it was just the excellence in how you do what you do. And I think that's what connected my spirit to you, and then just getting to know you, and then getting to learn and understand about my gifts, it ignited the gifts in me.
Right.
And so then I'm like, oh, wow, it was so freeing to learn my gifts. And then I began to kind of understand and just, but when you're connected to somebody with your type of anointing and then your gifts, you just blossom. You just blossom and you just naturally walk in what God has called you to do. And I noticed that every time I got around you, you know, it was okay for my teacher gift to come out. It was okay for my servant gift. Like, it was okay. Like, I wanted to go and move things and clean things out of the way. And it was okay. And it was okay to, like, be, you know, get in that mode where I wanted to work and things. We could just kind of.
And be smart.
Yeah.
You know, that teacher gift, honey, they are smart. Okay.
But it's, you know, it's my lower gift because I love just putting things in order. And, you know, that administrator, that was my strongest one. And so.
I love what you just said, that when you came in my presence, is that you felt okay to be you. And that's what the gifts are all about. Let me tell you. So when you were saying, you know, about my gift being approachable, you know, very generous and with who I am, and you know, just us girls, friends talking, you know, it's amazing that people can be jealous or get mad about that kind of stuff, you know. And you know why? Because they don't even believe that somebody can be really nice, that nice. For me, that happened to me. And I think me encountering that person, it really ignited or woke up that that exhorter in me. Mm-hmm. And that was before I even found out about the gifts. Mm-hmm. This young lady was just beautifully sweet, you know, just nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for no reason. I'm like, girl, this can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
It is not real. But I mean, but she was consistent. She was that way every single day. And I loved every second of it. But guess what? That opened up me to be that, you know, and I resonated with that and I became that. So that's it's powerful.
And
just being able
awesome.
To be.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I see, you know, when you operate in your program, you know, those of us that work closely with you, we love to see those women light up, and they just begin just really open up, because they, you know, at first they're like, is this lady real? You know, they're like, is this all this for real? These are these other ladies real? And it's like, she's real.
That's
every
right.
time. This is
her.
She's encouraging me. Like,
right.
why is she encouraging me? Like, I don't know her. She doesn't have to encourage me. And it's wonderful to see. And then we tell them, like, Kathy is just a true cheerleader. She can't help it. She's just going to cheer you
right.
on. And then they see it and they're like, oh my God, this lady is in my corner. Why? Like, she doesn't owe me anything. I'm not connected to her. I'm not related to her. And I think it's time for God's people to see that. Like,
right.
it's time to see that genuine love and be loved and share love and all of that, and just connect in love and genuineness.
Right. Ooh, girl. So, you know, I'm all about, you know, people being authentic. Mm-hmm. And so when you discover your gifts, you become authentic. And so that's why I love being able to be that way. And, you know, I can't turn back.
No.
You know, and yes, when I see you, yes, I don't care. You know, my kids like, you know, but give me a hug. How you doing? You know, and so that exhorter and all of that just shines when people come around, because I love people.
It's so natural.
So, yeah. Okay, so with that being said, what growth have you had since hooking up with The Vision? You know, The Vision is Marvelous Light. That's the name of our organization, Marvelous Light Empowerment Association. And then, of course, under that falls Woman University. But what growth have you had? I mean, I've seen it, but
that's
I want to know what you say.
Definitely a confidence in being who I am and who God called me to be. And so, you know, whether that be in my home, in my professional life, in the ministry, wherever I am, to just walk in that confidence, it was so freeing and life changing. I always tell people that was one of the best decisions I ever made, was to truly discover my gifts. And so, in that, you know, I've taken on study. In a way that I never have in my life before.
And opening you up more to hear from God with
yes.
a lot of things that, you know, I know a lot of times you may have heard things and heard from Him and, oh God, is that really you talking?
Mm-hmm.
But now understanding that when you begin to operate in your gifts, you know, more of that just felt more natural and you were more confident in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what are your top three gifts?
So my top gift is administrator, and I think I scored in the 90s, and that's what I do as a profession by trade. And, you know, people at the office will just, they kind of stay away from me because they love it, but then they don't want to be accountable to it.
Ooh, girl, that's marriage too. Let me tell you about that. I'm gonna tell you about that in a minute. As my girlfriend, I can share that.
Okay, listen, and we gonna share. Yes, please do. Please
help
her out. And then server is my number two, which I love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. Like, let me get you to in order, and then I'm gonna help you do it. Like, I love that. And again, what I get to do every day and help people, and you know, even in your organization, that
right.
just,
so even in your serving, I used to say, how in the world Keisha going to do all this? I mean, you know, I used to feel bad.
Oh, I love
but
it.
when I saw that you do love doing that stuff, and then you do it in excellence, because those servers don't play. Mm-hmm. They are perfectionists,
yes.
you know,
yes.
not to mention that, you know, administrators, with that being your top gift, everything's got to be in order.
It tears my nerves up.
Right.
It tears
I know.
My nerves
and
up.
So those two gifts together, somebody's in trouble.
I love it.
When they are out of order.
That's why they stay away from me at work. And then my third gift is teacher. And I've learned to get so much pleasure out of that because that was one of the gifts that I wasn't fearful of it, but I knew I liked information and I knew I always wanted to question things and I just wouldn't take anybody's word for it. I'm like, I got to go look that up and I will go and study. But when I applied that to the word of God, that changed my life. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just about, you know, other things. It was about him and, you know, making him the center and learning about him and what his plan was for my life and how to share that with other people. And
right.
So that was just life changing.
That is amazing. Amazing. So, you know, just to tap into that teacher gift thingy, I don't know where that falls at. I can't remember, but it's not in my top three, nor is server. Right. I love servers.
Yeah.
And I will help, but not in the aspect of a server, somebody who's gifted to do that, right? But as a teacher, you know, I watched that piece grow. I had already seen you operate in administrator and server, but I watched that teacher gift grow in you. I'm like, why is Keisha always wanting to go look up something? Every time somebody says something, Keisha, like, Kathy, I looked that up. I researched that. And I'm like, why is she doing that? You know, but it opens up so much. Yes. And so as you begin to share the word, you know, with you were studying with different, you know, bishops and different things. And I'm like, oh my God, this thing is so real and so powerful. You know, and when you were, you know, sharing, and then that way, when you opened up in that gifting of teaching, that God was able to pour into you, that you were able to begin to, he knew you were going to stick with it. You know, when you get into a research and a study, and most teachers, when they start something, they're going to finish it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to outline it. Mm-hmm. They're going to 1, 2, 3, ABC it, you know, and then they're going to dive right in. And then the thing about it is, and when you teach and when you share the things that, you know, you share, it's so logical and it's, you know, teachers are so analytical.
Oh,
and,
you just want to get all
right. You just hear the detail. Here's the notes. Yes. Here's this, and you can find this, right? I'm like, okay, Keish. All right. So I did not know just how powerful and how much you walked into that gift until we began again. You became very comfortable operating in it.
Yeah.
And God just opened it up and poured in and you poured out and he poured out through you. So but I do want to say this, though. I'm getting back to the administrative people. When I was just saying that most people want to stay away from it, you know, and like I'll tell people in a minute. Yeah, my administrator gift. Yeah. Stefan, when we were dating. Oh, yeah. My girl, she got it going on. She had her business. She'll get you told. You better watch it. You know, she don't play. But when he married it.
Yeah.
It was a whole different story. She thinks she got an S on her chest. You know who you think you are, you know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so you were okay when you were dating it.
Mm-hmm. I said, attracted to it.
Right. Yeah, that strength. He loved it until he married it. I'm like, it doesn't go away, people.
No.
Your gifts are who you are.
They are who you are.
And they don't go away.
No, they don't.
And then so many people find themselves in crazy situations because of the fact that they try to, you know, dumb down on it or, you know, suppress it and all that just to please somebody else. And that's just going to make the situation worse.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that person is going to be unhappy and you definitely going to be unhappy because you're trying to be somebody that you're not.
Yeah.
So it's about, here again, it's about being honest and authentic. You know, I'm a that perceiver.
Yes.
I tell you, you know, honesty is my ticket, girl. And so most people, when I say, when you calling me, I know you ready for some honesty.
For the truth.
Yeah, you ready for it. So come on with it. So I love it. So you've been there and watched me grow through my ordeal. We call it the incident. Right? I cannot wait. So every episode is really leading up to the incident so we can tell you guys the juicy, the what they call it, spilling the tea or whatever they say, girl, I don't know. You know, but we're going to share just what happened and how God still gets the glory out of it all. because the way, you know, you saw me go through the stuff that I went through, and to hang in there and to trust God through that process, you know. So what growth have you seen in me?
I have seen
this girlfriend talk.
So much growth in you, girl. And I get so excited about what God is doing with you, because it was all for a purpose and all for a divine calling. And you know, I have, since I met you and when I started my study, and the moment I saw that thing in the Word, I said, doggone it, if this ain't Kathy, you carry that apostolic anointing and you are that builder, not only of people, but of God's body. And that end time church, I really, really believe that. And I feel him right now, even as I'm saying that. But I've seen you grow in that, in your organization in that way. You build people in that way. You're building his body in that way. And I promise you, when it all comes together, we're all just going to sit back and just be like, in awe.
Because I'm in awe. Every time you say it, I'm like, Keisha, quit talking. No, keep talking. Yeah. Quit talking. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, because it makes you nervous, you know. But, you know, I love people. I do. I used to say, God, why do I love people so much? When I figured out my gifts, I realized I'm an exhorter and I'm a people lover. Right. And so it is. And I love building people up. And so that's what Woman University is all about. So, you know, we just had a class, started a new session, a new term for 2020. So it was about 2 Saturdays ago. And so it's just refreshing to see, we had some young girls in the class, right? And when I tell you they were staring a hole through me, and half of them was sitting at the edge of their seats, I'm like, okay, I've learned now what that means. They are like totally into it. Yeah. They are just really in awe of, you know, that somebody knows them. Somebody is talking about them, not about what somebody else say that what you're not going to be. You know what I'm saying? We're not tearing you down. We're saying, this is who you are. Embrace it and be okay. So now you can learn. Once you embrace it, you can become the best version of yourself and why God put you here. Absolutely. There is an assignment, people, for all of you that's listening. I'll keep telling you. You got to discover your gifts. Pastors are talking about it now. Now people, they're saying it all the time, you know, oh, discover who you are, discover your gifts, and just put it in their, you know, in their message and everything. But people are still overlooking it.
They're
not doing it. And that's what so many people go to church, you know, and to just get their fake praise on, you know, and then they want to come home and still live life the same way. You're not going, and then you expect God to do something. That's a nutcase.
It's really crazy. It's so funny that you're saying that, because we were literally talking about this today. You have to teach people. Like, it's so easy to say, oh, things are going to be okay.
Right.
Or discover your gifts. How do you do that?
Exactly.
How do you
And
do
you know,
that?
I'm that how-to person.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
You have to
come with me.
Yes.
Come with me.
God's book is how-to. And
people don't want to believe that, because guess why? Because they'll take one little scripture. They won't read the beginning, the before and the after. They'll take just that one scripture and try to apply it to their lives and mess completely up.
Yeah.
You know, it just messed completely up. So my thing is, people, you gotta apply. So, you know, everybody's like, knowledge is power. No, knowledge is potential power.
Yes.
Not until you use it.
You got to do something with it.
You have to.
Yes.
And then you want to operate in wisdom. Well, take the knowledge that you know and apply it to your life. Walk in it, operate in it, and you will begin to walk in wisdom.
Yes. So, and you know, do that.
You're right. That's right. We do it. And so the lives. And so what I was getting ready to say was, some of the ladies who have already graduated Woman University were at the class. You know, of course, they come back and they serve. I just love you. I love you, ladies. I thank you all so much for always just supporting. But they were able to really go back through the giftings again and to hear it. And I mean, one young lady, she's just like set on fire. Every single day I spoke to her, that I've spoken to her since, she brings up the gifts. I'm reignited. She's on fire. Girl, I've seen her. She was already coming up and, you know, coming into herself and her giftings, embracing it. I was like, girl, you're so brilliant.
Yeah.
And you are so awesome. And, you know, so, but so much they operate in feeling less than, you know, or feeling like their gifts are not important enough. I'm like, girl, you are the bomb. I don't know what your problem is, but we need to get that right. That's that perceiver girl talking.
Absolutely.
Right? But she is just energized, and I've been seeing her confidence raise, but when she had a refresher on the gifts, she's just been on fire.
Listen, that's why God say meditate on that thing. You have to meditate on his word, you know, because life happens. We'll, you know, go off and do things, and you just kind of forget, but you got to come back to that. Like, that is it.
Is it?
Meditate on it.
And so, and I love to say, you know, it does matter who's in your circle, you know, because, and I tell people, you know, when you change, the people around you are going to change. It's inevitable. And so, it's either going to be, oh, you changing, you know, because if you, if everybody's on the same plan level and then you come up a notch, it's going to be noticed.
Yeah.
It's going to be noticeable.
Yeah.
And so the more you grow and the more they stand in place, oh, so now you think you better than me. And I'm saying, so people get ready, just get ready for that. And just know that it's, that's normal for the people who don't want to change, the people who are afraid to change, and the people who are not hearing what you are hearing. You know, because all the time, everybody's not going to be in the same place at the same time. So when you have that BFF, you know, or that best friend or that friend, you know, that's always in your ear, if they're not encouraging you in your giftings or in your vision, that is not the friend for you. That relationship is over.
Yes.
You know, so you can still love on them from afar. I'm not saying that you just have to cut them off or whatever. Well, some people you do just have to cut off because they have such an influence on you that, you know, that causes you to miss out. And they may have been part of the reason why you have been missing out thus far.
Yeah.
You know, so it does matter who is in your circle.
Absolutely, it does.
So support is so important. So that's what I say about that server gift. I tell people I love my servers, honey, because you guys are such great support. And so in this day and time, it's truly important. Yeah. You agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Everybody, you know, if you want to believe it or not, everybody needs support. No man is an island.
That's
nobody
right.
Do it by themselves. And so, and when you walk in that gift, you love it.
Yeah. But let me tell you right there, when you walk in that gift, somebody else going to be like, girl, why you always doing something for her? Girl, why you always end up in the kitchen, you know, cleaning and helping or fixing the food? Girl, why you always? That's because that's what you love to do. You know,
absolutely.
And other people try to make you feel bad. I remember a server friend that we have, and every time she at church, she would be in the kitchen or serving or whatever, and her family would make her feel bad about it. Why every time, you know, you always running in the kitchen and you doing all of this? But she said, I love it. I said, that's because you are a server. She took that gift test. Girl, she's been operating her servanthood ever since, and she has been phenomenal. She embraced it.
Yeah, embrace it.
You know, but guess what? You know, support comes from outside of the family more so than inside.
It does, because your family members, they don't
get it.
They love
you're
you,
normal.
But they don't get
that
it.
To
yes.
you, you know, you just Keisha.
Yes.
You just Kathy.
You know, they
you
treated
know.
Jesus the same way. They didn't accept him.
Hello. Jesus had to go all over the place, you know, to do miracles.
Yes, they did. The miracles he doing, but absolutely, and they love you. You know, most of them anyway. But they just they don't get
truth
it, and they don't
told.
Understand. And you just and I've learned to because I have my most deepest conversations with you, and
yes.
not necessarily you know family members or people that I feel like should be giving you know me advice. I'm like, you older than me, why I'm giving you advice? But you know, so you do sometimes have to go outside of your family, and that's okay. That's okay, because God is doing something.
And you know, you just said something too about us giving people advice that are older than us. Guess what? They didn't get this.
Yeah,
people knowing the gifts has not been popular.
Yeah.
Or important, because people still don't find it important. There's a lot of people that have taken the test or, you know, but it was never explained to them or broken down just how powerful that is so they can be unleashed into the world.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we saying to be able to discover your gifts will allow you to be unleashed in the world. You will unleash your powers.
Well,
and so
yes,
these all these people, the older people, they stuck in tradition. You know, things that, you know, our parents taught us or somebody that whoever was in our environment, you know, teachers or whatever. And if they're operating in ignorance and they're passing that on, you know, so it's a lot of ignorant people walking around.
There are.
You know what I'm saying?
There really are. And I
think we used to be in that boat.
We did. Until we
learn better. Yeah.
We had to learn better. And I think that's where a lot of the young people fall in, the millennials. You know, they talk about that generation. They're in certain, like, if you are not authentic, they are not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
They're not studying you.
You know, and that's part of the reason why they don't come to church, because they think everybody in church are hypocrites.
Yeah, they think we fake.
Yeah, and, you know, you say one thing and do another. And so they genuinely are looking for true authenticity and true discovery of themselves, because they need to be taught. They crave to know, but there's nobody to teach. They don't trust anybody to teach them.
Right. And guess what? Because some of them have been hurt by others, because, you know, these older people to teach, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, to teach the younger. And but these older people are afraid of these younger people learning something. You know, and because, you know, they think they're going to move ahead of them, they probably will.
Yeah, and they should.
And they should. And because they're going to figure out a better way to do things than what we have. And but it's sad. It saddens me when I hear a young person say, well, you know what, Miss Kathy, I did. I went to this person and she told me I got to get it like she got it. Yeah. Or, you know, you got to learn the hard way. And, you know, because, and then I actually talked to two people and they were saying, well, I'm not going to teach that person to be my competition. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? It's crazy. But that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, so your gifts in action, Keisha. So do you find the value in your gifts pertaining to your family? You know, I mean, does it cause you to be more patient, to be more understanding, to maybe make some great corrections? I mean, when you think about the gifts and you think about, you know, even our conversations. So when we have that time to talk about some things and family matters and issues and things like that, that's why you need a good girlfriend, guys, not that fake one. Not that fake one.
Yes.
You know, because it's someone take your business and run right across the street on Facebook
and tell it.
So just be careful. Know who's in your circle. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. So, but with it, you know, the gifts concerning your family.
Absolutely. My daughter, and this is so timely because I need your advice, girl.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Because my daughter, who has not taken the gift test yet, and I know you've been telling me, girl, get that girl to take that. So I got to do it. But she definitely has the gift of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to learn to balance that, because I think that was like one of my last ones. And I do have to work on it, especially in the workplace, Lord. But I have to work on it, you know, in my home. And so because, you know, I don't understand tears sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't understand, you know, those types. I'm like, girl, we got to know. You're a black female. We got to know. And so
you got
to
move. Let's
go. We got to move. Your pace, we got to pick it up. And she,
because they are slow.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And I,
not in the mind, people.
Not in the mind.
I'm just talking about in movement. Yeah.
Girl, I had a teacher one time sidebar. She was like, girl, this is the slowest child. And she moved like my son. She was like, she just slow in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I walked into a room because I didn't necessarily agree with a decision that she made. I won't even get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I said, you know, can I talk to you? I just want to talk to you about this decision that you made. Do you think that's a good decision? Just walk through the process with her. And then she started to kind of tear up. And I'm like, you know, what's wrong? We're having a conversation here. And she just said, I appreciate this conversation. This is great. I like more conversations like this. I like for us to spend more time together. I don't feel like we do. And I look sideways at her because I'm like, little girl, I live with you. I see you every day. We talk and speak every day. I have an open door as well. I travel with you. I do cookie booths with you. Like, what more do you like? And I had to catch myself because I'm like, that analytical side, like, I got all the facts here. Right. I got facts.
Boom, 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 girl. I can pull it up on the calendar.
Say what you really need to say, like, for real. And so I had to, like, just hear her and just kind of bring that balance. And so, and I'm like, and then, but I had to still hold her accountable because I'm, you know, it's like, don't go that far. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Let me tell you what that was. So even though, you know, you feel like you were there and you are, I know, girl, I got to take Mia here. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got to do that. But guess what? You operate in your servantship. I say that, but you were operating as a server. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she doesn't necessarily look at it as, oh, this is me and mommy time. Mm. You know, me and mom spending time. She look at it as you working, doing something, okay. even though, even if it is in her unit, okay. you know, or whatever, because it's not really you and her spending that time. Okay. It's you really working, serving, okay. even not just at your job, but even when, because you know, you jump right in when you, I know how you operate,
yeah,
you know, and so you're going to get with the Girl Scout troops, and you're going to make sure everything is done right.
Yeah.
Excellent. We on time. Keep it moving. Girls, mm-hmm. get in line, you know, and so. So she doesn't necessarily see that as her spending time with okay. you. Compassion people are so compassionate, you know. Girl, that's what my husband says. I'm like, what are you talking about? I sit here and we watch TV and we blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, he always talking about, I want to travel. I want to go here. I'm like, why?
I know.
You know, we got this to do. We got this to pay, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you know what?
Yes.
I had to come to the realization that, they want to go see the water, you know, they want to walk through the tiptoe through the tulips,
okay.
or, you know, look at the flowers and oh mama, oh baby, you know, they have to have those kind of moments.
Okay.
Well, we don't thrive on those things, but we have to recognize that is in our life. And so we have to give it some time. So, yeah.
Cause that hit me left field. You know, I just was like,
what? Girl, what is all that?
We live together. We talking every day.
What
are you talking about?
And it's so funny because like if my husband say, you know, we don't spend any time, I'm like, okay, so when I'm sitting here, you know, and we're at home, you're watching TV,
yeah.
you don't even conversate, you yeah. know, you Well, just knowing you in the house, you know, that's good enough for him. And, you know, but that's to him, that's like, I'm trying to figure out what really I'm trying to say with that. So anyway, that means something just
him.
Because we're not conversating. Because I'm
yeah.
thinking we should, okay, if we're going to spend time, we should conversate.
Yeah.
Not so. Yeah. He's as long as I'm
just
in the house.
You next to him.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that not crazy? I didn't say it to him, of course. I may pick up the phone and call
right,
you, Keisha.
Right,
but girl, but yeah. So you know these giftings, guys. I'm telling you, it would make so much of a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. It would make life so much better at home.
Yes.
You know. So now he calls me almost every. Well, no, he calls me every day. You know, and we have these long conversations, girl. I'll be like, you know, really, some things I could be
I
doing,
know.
But I have to give him that time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so I've gotten real good with that.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, that just helped me.
Well,
because
awesome.
I did not see it through.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm always excited about the giftings. I love talking about it. And then just as girlfriends, you know, when my girlfriends do call, the ones who know that they're going to get it when they call me, the truth meaning,
yes.
I just love being able to share that because it really makes a difference and they can take that advice. And everybody always, and when they leave my presence or a discussion,
mm-hmm.
you know, they feeling really good. And I can tell from the time they call me if they sounding really bad, you know, or down or in a bad place. When they leaving, we're laughing, talking, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're excited. And so just excited about that. So, girl, thank you for being in my life. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
I thank
you,
God for
sister.
You. So, yes, yes, yes. Forever, girl, forever.
Yes.
I don't know how they can't see us doing the color purple. We sisters forever. So, yes, girl, you my girl. So, just know, okay? Just know that you are it. So, I want you to give us a takeaway. Just give the ladies or the listeners just a word of encouragement and empowerment. Just about sisterhood, about being a great sister, not a fake
yes.
sister.
Friend. Yes.
Our real
sister. Friend. Mm-hmm. No, I agree, Kathy. I really truthfully did not experience or understand true sisterhood until I met you
mm-hmm.
and Mama C and, you know, I really didn't. I knew family
mm-hmm.
and I knew that type of love and friendship
mm-hmm.
And support. But as women, we need more.
Yeah.
We need more than just that. It's great to have that, but
right.
you truly, genuinely need more. And so, so ladies, if my takeaway is for you to connect with Kathy
hey.
At Marvelous Light Empowerment Association. And I don't say that lightly because I cannot stress enough that my life was changed completely in discovering my gifts and who I am. It was so freeing. And not only that, you have sisters for life. You connect with women, like-minded women, who are discovering themselves. It's not, you know, it's great to just get around women who are encouraging you. It's not Real Housewives of Atlanta tearing each other down.
Right.
And so just connect with her and she's going to tell you how.
Amen. So I am truly excited to have you on the show to help me to share with our listeners the importance of having a true girlfriend, sister friend in their lives who will be honest, love you for who you are, guide you, love on you, and support you on so many levels. So ladies, don't be a fake friend. Be a great friend. All right. Your true girlfriend is in your life for a reason. Listen for God's divine instruction for you in living the life he has created for you and watch your girlfriend connect and be your ride or die or your ride and die. All right. So please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotion announcements and more Up to Me Radio. And more at uptomeradio.com. All right. All podcasts can be heard at uptomeradio.com. And that's up the number 2 meradio.com, Apple Podcasts and other free podcast apps. Like us on Facebook and at Up to Me Radio on Instagram, Up to Me Radio on Twitter. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you at the next show or hearing you. So ladies and gentlemen, keep shining.